Hi, it's Mac again on Sunday 22nd April, and a response to Dean Reid. Dean boohoos about hating eBay because he's trying to sell his car and the hassles that he's having with the potential buyers on eBay, and he hates eBay. Dean, I have to say, my experience, I think it's not eBay is your problem. I think it's what you're selling on eBay. I would never dream of putting a car on eBay. Any years I've put a car on, in fact, I think I've only ever done it twice. I have used things like AdTrader. I think that's the only one I've actually used is AdTrader. I certainly would never put a car on eBay for the very reasons that you mentioned. That would be what I would expect. But I have to say that I've sold and bought many things on eBay over the years. And I can honestly say that I could probably count on the fingers of one hand the number of times I've had someone back out at the last minute after purchasing it and having to relist it, or some other failing in the deal. And that's over years and having sold many things, every kind of thing. So I think it's not eBay is your problem, I think it's what you're selling on eBay. And I would agree with you that there's nothing worse than tyre kickers, and if they're tyre kicking from over the internet, it's even worse. But so I would suspect you should just stay away from eBay totally when you're selling any kind. I would never dream of selling a car or a motorbike or anything on eBay. I would just use the normal means that people expect to see them anyway. I think people who are looking for vehicles tend to look for the establishment, which is places like AdTrader. I'm not sure what else you have down there in England, but I know up here that is the prime way of selling, apart from going to the auction rooms, which is you don't want to do. I've been there, done it, and got T-shirts on auction rooms. So, yes, I would say that the problem you have is not eBay in itself, but in what you're selling on eBay. So, yeah, I would just stay away from it completely. As I say, that I have no real problems with eBay. My biggest problem with eBay is actually listing the things. It takes you so long to get a listing up. It can actually put you off putting a listing up. So that kind of deters me at times, and I get a bit frustrated, you know, if it hangs a little bit while you're just, and you haven't saved the draft and things like that. But apart from that, no, absolutely, I've no problem with eBay. Well, apart from their fees, I suppose, and you should always remember that too, that if you're putting on, selling a car, especially selling something for £1,000, and you know the charges eBay is going to take for listing that, and you know the charges that eBay is going to take for if you sell that vehicle, you'll get hit at both ends. Whereas you don't get charged at all for AdTrader. I mean, you'll get charged for your listing, but you won't get charged in the sale of the vehicle. Because they get a lot of or the vast majority of their money comes from the pre-listing fees, or the listing fees, and from advertisers in the paper or on their online web pages. So that's another reason not to use eBay, because they'll take quite a hefty cut off you if you do actually sell it. So just my thoughts on it. And I wish you well. I hope you get your little car away. And did you actually say what you got, Dean? Your new car, what did you get? And are you happy with it? Bye for now.